rape when we don't know that that is what he actively did.
It's not a court of law, though. No, you're allowed to make hiring decisions based on what you want and what you suspect and what you think.
Of course.
And PR is a part of the thing.
But I find it a little disingenuous that whatever he did or did not do.
Highly disingenuous of these guys to create this as the story just because they didn't want him. And it's disgusting, and you're right to be disgusted.
They're actually, it's almost insulting to the actual victims.
What do you mean almost?
To have them be used, mm-hmm. and now you're pretending to care about the victims
again,
of this,
that
and you're
is,
not.
That is politics today.
Yes, it's the people who say, what about Chicago after a gun violence incident in Vegas? You don't really care about Chicago. Stop using it as a political talking point. These people don't really care about Penn State. If it was John Gruden, he'd be the coach there. So what are we doing? No one's calling for Bradley to be fired at UCLA or Shiano to be fired at Ohio State. It's just that you didn't like the coach that you got.
Well, and it also gets to, I thought Dan Wetzel came very close to sort of getting to the granular aspect of this. Since 1969, when Jerry Sandusky arrived, as I mentioned, everybody thought something weird was going on, let alone what Tom Bradley or anybody else actually saw occur. The question is, what's a reasonable expectation? We all think that everybody's going to be the knight in shining armor, that everybody's going to stand up and j'accuse.
It's not about knight in shining armor. It's simple, common decency, what you're taught when you're a child. And I know we don't live in a world where morality matters, and I know we don't live in a world where justice matters or live in a world where anyone remembers the things that your mom taught you when you were 2 or 3 or 4 years old. But it's simple, common decency.
Sure it is.
You do. We had this conversation off the air a few weeks ago about all of the charges of sexual assault, sexual misconduct, and all these things that you know are wrong from the time you're a child.
I was going to get to this about Quentin Tarantino and Harvey Weinstein. And what everybody knew the Weinstein stories. Everybody knew the Louis C.K. stories.
Right.
And question is, what is it your moral and ethical responsibility to do about it at what point? What should you do? And I wonder, did Greg Schiano at some point think, ooh, I have to do something about this, but...
There's my career.
But I'm 25.
We just had kids. We're paying for school.
Okay.
We're paying for a mortgage.
Well, let's say he did that.
I'm just trying to ask these questions.
Well, let's say...
I don't have perfect answers for it. I just know that something doesn't pass the smell test of, like, general fairness in this case. And I hate the fact that John Gruden would be the coach. If it was a better coach, no one would have a problem with it. That just is just wrong.
Let's say Schiano or Tom Bradley. Well, Tom Bradley was there a long time, but Schiano was what, 25? Let's say he did see something. He's disgusted, just like the McQuarrie testimony says. He goes in and tells his boss, Tom Bradley, and Bradley says, man, I will take care of it, or something like that, and nothing happens. What then is the ceiling on what Greg Schiano was allowed to do?
Is he supposed to be calling 911 multiple times?
I'd like to think that he's supposed to go around the bend and say, well, I better talk to law enforcement. But let's say he doesn't. Does that mean he can't work in college football ever again? Maybe not, but to me, he can't make him the freaking king of your culture.
I can't hire him. And based on all the time that I spent immersed, just as Dan Wetzel did, but the time you can't wash it off you, reading court documents and going through testimony line by line until you're just sick to your stomach, they all had to have known. Mm-hmm. It's unreasonable to think otherwise.
So knowing everything about it that you know, I understand you would not employ Greg Schiano, but I guess
someone else might be entitled to, but then I'm going to recruit against it.
Sure. What did you make of Wetzel's point, though, that most litigated case ever, most civil suits ever, the attorney general doesn't prosecute it, doesn't follow up the lead. Like, no one involved in all of that legalese and documentation and all of it, either on a civil side or a criminal side, no one once pursued anything against Greg Schiano ever. That should matter for something, right?
Yeah, asked and answered, Your Honor. your point is fair on what was done to him, and your point is fair on the amount of evidence, but it just stretches the imagination to think that every coach on staff didn't know what was happening, because those coaches, they talk about everything. I mean, they know what's going on in each other's homes. They know everything. So
He was farming his victims in plain sight.
I'm with you. I understand all of that. I truly do. I just... it struck me as...
It doesn't lessen your point that this was what was done with The Rock and the way this was done and the reasons for which it was done were wrong. It doesn't lessen that.
I
you make a fair point, Dan.
Okay. I agree.
The fairness, the unfairness of stuff like this, just, it hurts me to my freaking core. And part of it is that Tom Bradley's still the defensive coordinator at UCLA, and he denied knowing anything. Schiano got offered a job. He'll go back to Ohio State. Mike McQuarrie decided to finally tell the truth, and he's been unemployed for years, living in his parents' house State College. Right. His wife left him with his four-year-old daughter. His life is in freaking ruins because he's the one who decided to tell the truth.
But he stood up. But he stood
so
up.
So he can live with himself at the end of the day.
He can sleep at night.
And that's the question Dan was asking. Dan Bernstein was asking before, is when do you stand up? When do you say, this is wrong, I cannot sit here and watch this happen, I can't be a part of this, and it's probably going to cost me my career, or maybe my life, or maybe my, you know, it might be everything, might be the whole thing.
And those guys who decided not to step up should never be made the boss of a program, in my mind.
That's right. You can decide that, and
except that I'm not the boss of any program. I'm not an AD, last I looked.
You're not even the boss of this program?
And that's true, actually.
So I assume John Fox is... John Fox remains the coach of the Bears. And
Neither will he be
speaking at some point. We're going to carry whatever he has to say. I don't know if it's going to be as testy as the postgame was yesterday.
Yeah.
So the question is, how many no-shows? I have not looked at a weather forecast.
For San Francisco?
How many no-shows?
Well, you remember...
all of Jimmy Garoppolo's family
will be there.
So that should be 20, 30,000 right there.
I'm still staying on the Cleveland game because I set the number last week. The Cleveland game on Christmas Eve, I set it at 25,000 no-shows. That's Browns-Bears on Christmas Eve day.
Is that a home game?
That is a home game. Barry.
Just said it. He's working Christmas Eve.
25,000. Danny took the under.
The working Christmas Eve that bothers me. It's having to watch the Bears in Cleveland.
It's that job on Christmas Eve.
After Garoppolo comes in here and beats them this coming Sunday, what's that number going to be? 35,000? Over the two games, 40,000? This is what we had last week.
Who would go to that?
I don't know.
What were my words
show
to
me
you
that guy.
I'll and
show,
your
that,
father.
That girl, that person, is like, yeah, let's get in the car, let's do this.
Bernstein,
hey, I got a ticket for $20 on StubHub.
I walked out of the parking garage a few weeks ago and I'm trudging toward the media entrance.
Slouching toward Bethlehem to be born.
Carrying a very large cross. And just to my left, I do a double take, and there's Danny and his father.
That's
and
correct.
I believe my exact phrase was, seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a mistake. What do you want from me? Thankfully, our seats had coverage from the rain.
Hey, you had a good time.
An amazing time. I was questioning myself 2 hours before the game, standing out there in the rain with my dad, thinking this is going to be a long 9 hours. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fine. Beer's amazing, Barry.
But expensive.
Worth the price at that point because you need it to dull all the pain.
I would have paid triple for those beers.
And you can't get flasks in anymore, can you? Unless it's like all the way up your crack, right? I mean,
need a plastic flask.
But don't they frisk you and shake you down?
There's a wanding process and a metal detector. Yeah, but a plastic flask goes a long way, Dan.
Anal cavity surgery.
I'm just saying. It depends how dedicated you are. But yeah. they'll find it and take it.
The
and
old
drink
days, it was never a problem. That was easy.
You know what I've seen? I have a friend who owns a fake bottle of suntan lotion that actually is a flask. So it's
and in the winter, is that effective?
Difficult. Difficult in the winter, to your point, Barry. I'm here to ward off the suntan. Trust me.
Bottle of suntan. That's
yes.
Nice.
That's a good. Right. So there's got to be something.
Like, it's like the one hitter that looks like a cigarette.
Yes.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
I wonder if the fake can of tomato soup would work. I don't know if that's.
Why are you bringing this tomato soup to the Bears game, sir?
Medicinal purposes.
Love tomato soup.
It's cold.
What could it be in the cold?
Go ahead.
What are you allowed to bring in? My little personal heater.
As good as security is at most of these places, the answer would probably be, okay, good enough for me. Go ahead.
What do you guys got today?
Well, very Bears-centric. I want to hear what John Fox has to say because it was quite the exchange after the game yesterday. That was, and I did, I talked to somebody who was at Halas Hall after the game and earlier today and described a bit of an uncomfortable environment there.
Yeah, good.
I could see that.
I had one person describe Ryan Pace as unhappy after a loss.
As incompetent?
As he's ever seen him.
How about as incompetent?
No, I mean...
12-31. He's got the same record as John Fox. But all we hear about is John Fox.
He's going to get his quarterback, and he's going to get to hire a coach. And for right
Why?
Now...
Why? He's terrible. He's 12-31.
Well, I know, but they're okay relative to the cap. He's got his quarterback. I give the GM.
But he's bad.
Well, we don't know that yet. He's not great.
We don't know that. There's eight players left from Phil Emery. This is his team, and he's 12-31. They're 3-8. What do we need to know?
I'll give him a coach. I'll let him because he was talked into this guy, and this guy sucks.
Does Vince Lombardi win that game yesterday with that Bears team in Philadelphia?
No.
Okay, why are we only talking about the coach?
We're not. I just don't think it's time to have the fire another GM.
Why not?
That sounds like a show.
Phil Emery got 3 years. He was 23-20 at this point. Ryan Pace is 12-31.
Yeah, but Emery didn't have the young talent. He didn't have the cap position, and he didn't have the quarterback. And we don't know if he has the quarterback.
We don't know if he has the talent either.
I just think his fate is tied to Mitch's.
Yeah, I think I'll give him a chance maybe to see if the quarterback is any good.
Maybe by design.
I'll give him a coach.
You mean by his design to buy him an extra two or 3 years?
That's why keeping Fox is if you're Ryan Pace. Why would you want to fire John Fox today?
It points the finger directly at you.
Starts the clock.
You are on the clock.
It starts the clock, and with a terrible team, it's going to lose more games no matter who's coaching it. And I'm done. Look, we're all done with Fox. We all agreed, and we knew that after the Packers game, that was going to be over anyway.
That was it.
But he's still functioning as a deflector shield. And just if you're Ryan Pace, just let him harumph his way through the final five games.
He's the only one who speaks for the organization. The general manager hasn't been heard from since Moses was in short pants. I don't know what happened to him.
Moses Malone? This, for the record, there is a lotion fake flask. There is a hand cream hand sanitizer fake flask. The binoculars fake flask would work. The booze-brella. As an umbrella. Ella.
They confiscated my umbrella at that Bears game. Yeah.
And then
your umbrella?
Took my umbrella.
The fake tampon flask is also a thing as well.
On that note,
that's hardcore.
Enjoy listening to John
that's
Fox.
That's like Kitty Dukakis autographed, right? Fills it up with hairspray. That's a pretty serious problem if you have the tampon flask. You might want to ask for help.
Maybe
at that point,
maybe. Or you're a genius,
or it's visionary.
Bernstein and Rosner next on the score.
The Bears fall to the Eagles. We've got a full analysis of the loss and Mitch Trubisky's performance. Plus, we'll take a look at the Bears' next matchup against the 49ers on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. For 5 weeks this fall, it looked like the road to the Super Bowl in the AFC went straight through Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. The Chiefs opened the season by routing the New England Patriots in Foxborough and beat the now 10-1 Eagles a week later. Then in week six, they lost at home to the Steelers, the team that bounced them from the playoffs last season. And since then, they've been a shadow of themselves. It isn't just that they've lost 5 of 6, although that's a big part of it, but how they've lost the last 2 weeks. Coming off their bye, the Chiefs didn't score a touchdown and somehow lost to the hapless Giants in overtime. Yesterday, at home, against a Bills team that gave up 54 points to the Chargers a week ago, the Chiefs scored 10. Kansas City's last 5 opponents have losing records. It may not matter. I'm John Feinstein.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS. We'll be right back.
Get ready to bowl, party, and play at Bowlero. Four great locations throughout Chicagoland. Head to Bowlero for bowling, arcade games, laser tag, and other awesome amusements. Check out their inventive menu of outrageous eats and try their massive 5-pound behemoth burger. No matter what the occasion, Bowlero's party pros can help you plan the perfect celebration, from birthdays to kids' parties to corporate events and more. Bowlero. Locations in Naperville, Romeoville, Algonquin, and Buffalo Grove. Find out more at Bowlero.com.
Right now, during the Hyundai Black Friday sales event, we're tagging Hyundai cars and SUVs with some of our biggest savings of the season. Hurry into your local Hyundai dealer today and take advantage of these special Black Tag offers on select vehicles like the Tucson, the Sonata, the Santa Fe Sport, and more. They're loaded with the latest tech and safety features and backed with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. It's all part of America's best warranty. Get an early start on your Black Friday shopping and find the perfect Hyundai tagged at just the right price. Head over to your local Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today and see why saving big on a Hyundai is the new black. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. The Hyundai Black Friday sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, lease a Tucson for only $139 a month or an Elantra for just $149 a month. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. Offers end November 30th.
Yes, yes, yes!
Let out your inner child at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago area and Northwest Indiana Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Central area only and ends November 30th, 2017.
Race fans, if you want to get the experts' picks for the upcoming Breeders' Cup races, then visit cbschicago.com/Tito's and tune into the Sports and Racing Roundup, presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, hosted by the Scores' Brian Hanley and Eric Barland of Tito's Handmade Vodka, two guys who know the ponies. Eddie Olczyk joined the guys to talk Hawks and Breeders' Cup, and Brad Biggs covered Bears. It's one packed show. The Sports and Racing Roundup, presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka.
Get two classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin' because two is better than one. Two is bigger, two is more, and two doesn't mess around. That's two times the Cherrywood smoked bacon and flaky buttery croissants. And they're always made to order. Give one to a friend or grab two just for you. Two classic bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwiches on a croissant for $5. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Everyone knows Wingstop brings the flavor, but now we're bringing it literally with Wingstop delivery in Chicagoland, as in straight-to-your-door lemon pepper delivery. And to mark the occasion, we created the Bringin' It Boneless Bundle. 25 boneless wings, 3 flavors, and 3 dips, all for just $16.99. Now when your crew gets the craving, just go to Wingstop.com, pick your spread, and choose delivery at checkout. Only at participating Chicagoland locations. Can't stop. Wingstop.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm not waving the pom-poms for Mitchell Trubisky. I'm waving the pom-poms for us as a fandom. You finally have some hope that a guy that is taking the ball from center, when he's not fumbling it, there's something there.
Yeah, man. He has the things you can't coach. Now he just needs to be put in the hands of coaches who can teach him the correct way to learn these things.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hit. John Fox speaks live at Hallis Hall.
Back, Alex Carter. So if you haven't already received that, that's a practice squad transaction. Any questions?
John, you guys go from playing Eagles, one of the best teams in the NFL, mm-hmm. the 49ers this week. What was the message to the teams you guys kind of regroup and look ahead to that particular matchup?
Well, I think, short-term wise, obviously, we have a 24, 48-hour, however you want to put onto it, agreement with the team anyway. So they're watching the Philadelphia game. They'll learn from it, and then they wipe that out, and we'll start preparing for San Francisco. I think big picture-wise, we talked about, there's two numbers. There's 3-13, and there's 8-8. And that all starts on Wednesday when we start preparing. You get this out of your system and then get ready for San Francisco. You understand that you know, every one of these teams is a professional football team in the National Football League, and they all practice and get paid and have professional athletes as well. So it comes down to execution, whether it was yesterday or any game prior and the last five remaining games.
John, what's gone into Mitch's inaccuracy?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's never – I say this a lot, but it's real. You know, football's timing. Football is, you know, executing, everybody doing their job exactly the way it's designed to be. You know, a lot of people talk about plays. What do you think about that play call? It's not so much plays as it is the execution of the play, whether it's a run, pass, kick, a protection and on punt team. All those things are practiced and, you know, reviewed, and now it's a matter of executing. So, you know, I don't think you can put accuracy just on Mitch. There's a lot of moving parts that go into that, whether it's protection, whether it's depth of routes, the cleanness of the route. There's just a lot that goes into it.
It seemed like yesterday he left a couple pretty high, and I didn't know whether there was anything.
Yeah, I don't think there was an overabundance. You know, I don't think you know, none of these quarterbacks, I should say none of them, but few of them complete every single ball of their career. So, you know, there's a lot that goes into that regardless of what your stature is in the league.
John, after you guys recovered that fumble in the first quarter and then Jordan got stopped on third down, what was the temptation to go for it just to be able to take advantage of that turnover?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at, you know, again, kind of our body of work on fourth down, even in that game, I believe there was a couple of those. You know, we were just trying to get points. At that time, I think it could have made it 7-3. And we were within our range that we chart before games. We were with the wind. You know, unfortunately, you know, we didn't execute like we wanted to. I believe it was 4th-and-3. It might have been a long 3. You know, sure, an option would have been to go for it, you know, but you don't succeed there, you don't get points.
On that 3rd-and-2 play where Jordan got stopped for a loss, it looked like Shaheen kind of lost his blocker, didn't execute there. Did that contribute to him maybe not being on the field as much as the game went on, or was it just running the two-minute offense?
Yeah, I think most of it, you know, when you get down 24-0, it kind of adjusts what you're doing. You know, so I think that led more to Dan Brown playing, say, than Adam Shaheen. But, yeah, it was a play that wasn't executed as well as we could have, and that was part of that issue when the end came underneath.
Yeah. John, there's a 2nd-and-17 in the first half that Mitch throws a long ball to Dontrell, and he's slow to get up. It looked like you guys sent the punt team on, or O'Donnell and Depot kind of came on.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they were doing. We got that cleared up pretty quickly, but I don't recall. I don't think we called timeout. Yeah, I don't recall that being an issue. I think it was just, and if it was, it wasn't because of that, because that wasn't really a factor. It might have been because we were lined up. That's what it was. We were backed up and we were lined up wrong.
Johnny, last week having maybe your best offensive day to yesterday having maybe your worst, what do you guys need to do to kind of keep momentum from week to week? Not just with Mitch, who I understand is going to be up and down, but with play calling, with everybody else executing, with all of that.
Well, I think, you know, all these matchups are different. You know, I think, you know, I think that's obvious. You know, I think we executed better. I think we were probably a little bit more whole. There aren't excuses. I think Josh Sitton going out due to concussion, I think, was a little bit. The score of the game, I think, has a little bit to do with it. So, you know, it just took on its own personality. You know, every one of these has. You know, I think most of our games, other than 3, the Tampa in Tampa, Green Bay at Green Bay, and then this one yesterday, were probably, you know, one we weren't able to establish the run in either of those 3. I think that's a big part of our offense when we're able to do that versus not. You know, so I just think the whole game just went different. You know, I think being down 24-0 at halftime is a big part of that.
Yeah,
Looking at the film, can you explain all the penalties? Now, I'm sure you're scratching your heads. Is it undisciplined? Is it technique? What?
Well, they actually had more penalties than we did. Yeah. So I don't know if that really means a lot.
John, I wanted to follow up on something you said on the radio this morning. You called this the hardest job of your career. Why is that?
Well, no, I think what I said was is the sequence of seasons. I don't know that I've experienced before. Yeah, which I think is honest and real.
John, you also said that you're heck-bent on getting things changed from where it's been. What gives you the confidence that with this team, what you have in place, that you can get that change?
Well, I think, you know, we've made a lot of changes. You know, I think, if you start looking at our football team from when we arrived to now, I think you see basically almost an entirely new football team. This year making the endeavor at the quarterback position. I just see how they work. You know, I've been through a few of these buildings. I think guys are working to get better. Now we just have to prove it.
Obviously, Alano has played with the supporting cast, with everything that he's got. How do you avoid making, you know, the mistakes that he's made, some of these going off his back foot or throwing into tight windows? How do you make those not habits moving forward, avoid those becoming bad habits?
Well, I think you're talking about somebody new, right, and what he's doing. And I think that's pretty much normal. I've never done a count on all the rookie quarterbacks I've seen in this league over some time now. I think it's a learning experience, really, regardless of what position you play. There are new things you learn every single game, maybe every quarter. I don't know that, offensively, that was probably overall one of our poorest performance. I would not in any way put that all on the quarterback.
John, independent of where Mitch is at right now, accuracy is so important in the NFL.
Oh, no.
Your coaching experience, how much of it is coachable, fixable mechanics, and how much of it is a guy giving you?
In his case, which, you know, we are talking about Mitchell, is, you know, I think he's got that ability. You know, I think, just the skill of or the talent of accuracy. I think he has that. I think it takes time to maybe learn in some of those situations and, you know, your teammates to learn in some of those situations, and putting those two things together, I think, are part of that execution that I'm talking about. And, yesterday we did not resemble a well-oiled machine in that department. I think most people can see that, including myself. But every opportunity in this league, you get the next chance. And so, I think they'll learn, everybody involved, not just Mitch. There's protection issues. There's a lot of things that the naked eye does not see. Situations, third and 17 is a little more difficult to execute than third and five as far as your options. But all that into account, I just think he'll continue to improve. And he made some good throws. I know the out route he threw to our sideline, mechanically was stable. So you see the signs of it. Now it's the consistency. And that's kind of where we are as a football team.
You mentioned the penalties, Philadelphia having more. Does that make the margin of victory more frustrating when they do have more penalties than you guys?
You work really hard to do this. And, it's only fun when you win. So we don't get into all the little things other people get into. It's a bottom line business, and I think we all understand that.
With the personnel you've had available, is this a 3-8 team, or do you feel you've underachieved?
That's an interesting question. I think we are what we are, and we have five games remaining, and what that final record is, that'll be our season record. So right now we're 3-8. I don't know if that answers your question, but that's the only way I know how to explain it.
But is it a personnel availability issue or a personnel issue?
I've never been big on finger pointing. I think, right now we're 3-8, and that's what we are.
In terms of getting that turnaround with five games left, do you feel like maybe time has slipped away for you with five games left? Have you been given assurances that you'll remain the Bears head coach for the rest of the season?
I've mentioned this, and I'll mention it probably as many more times as you guys want to ask, but I don't do this as a job. I do this as a profession. So I don't really worry about quote, job security and time and all that. I mean, you know, it's obvious we're in a performance-based business. I get that part. And, you know, I'll just try to control what I can control.
Now, with a young quarterback, you know, the concern is that the confidence gets shaken if they start too soon. You know, I don't know how hands-on you are with, say, with Mitch, but mm-hmm. I'm presuming this may be the first time in his football life he's ever lost four straight games. Is there a sense of him, and are you concerned about his confidence level?
Not at all. I think, you know, when you're a competitor, you know, struggles, you don't really deal with those during winning. You know, it's when you do have a struggle that I think you really get stronger. So, you know, he's a strong young man, and I think he'll respond very well.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
That was John Fox. I don't know what you make of that. I don't know what there is to be made of any of it, but that's sort of where we are in this stagflated Bears mess that you have.
Yeah, I mean, do you want him to rip the general manager? He's not going to do that.
No, when he says it's an entirely different team and this guy's out and we're playing this guy or playing that guy, and you start talking about injury, no excuses, but Josh Sitton was hurt, so then we couldn't run the ball. But no excuses, of course. This hour brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers, and the segment sponsored by Meijer. Get into the holiday spirit today at Meijer. M-Perks members save 15% more on all general merchandise, apparel, and shoes. Find more holiday deals and low prices at Meijer.com. That's Barry Rosner in for Jason Goff, who is under the weather. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show, and here's what we have today. Zach Zaidman is going to join us in just a little bit, reporting on the scene at Hallis Hall. Eric Edholm from Pro Football Weekly goes around the NFL with us at 4. Rich Campbell back to the Bears at 5, and some surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number, WSCR the score. You email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. You listen to us live there, streaming 670thescore.com, texting, sexting 67011. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 4,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Barry Rosner, R-O-Z-N-E-R. I am at Dan_Bernstein. We are also on Instagram at Bernstein Goff Show. There's BernsteinandGoffShow.com for podcasts and all that. Facebook page, just like that page at 670 The Score, and you can be part of the conversation there. There's also video streaming. Watch 670thescore.com and Facebook Live, brought to you by American Needle, directed by Brian Gertsch.
Hey, will y'all vote for me for the Pro Bowl, man? Please.
How about we worry about outscoring somebody in the fourth quarter and you focus on this game instead of campaigning for Pro Bowl votes? Let's try that first.
Oh! Ooh. Who is that?
That was our guy Chris Spielman on Robbie Anderson of the Jets.
Wow.
Well done.
Good for him. Good for him. How about not? Damn. The producer today is Shane Reardon.
He retaliated. He reacted to what someone was saying to him instantaneously. And you don't think about what the consequences, the reaction of it is. Hey, you know, I blame it on Madonna and Michael Jackson. They started all that grabbing the crotch years ago. And it's been on social media. Everybody sees it. We see it in the movies. We see it every day out there. So all of a sudden, everybody gives me this, hey, he's an insult. We ought to fire him. We ought to kick him off the team. They're idiots. And thank God they're not the coach of the Oklahoma Sooners. How about that?
some testy thoughts, so to speak.
Madonna and Michael Jackson.
Yep, blame everything on Madonna and Michael Jackson. Gotta love Barry Switzer and bringing a gun on a plane. But hey, Super Bowl champ right there. He's got the ring to show it. The monkey driving the limo, but he did it. The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Finally, the greatest Chicago sports moment for Mitch Rosen.
It wasn't even working here. I'm a huge White Sox fan. 1983, I was in high school. My grandparents had White Sox season tickets. The White Sox clinched the division against the Mariners in 83. I ran out on the field like every other Jamoke. 83.
This segment brought to you by Simply to Impress Holiday Cards. This year, make custom holiday photo cards at simplytoimpress.com. So many stylish designs to choose from. Get 25% off plus free shipping with promo code TRAFFIC at simplytoimpress.com. Happy Bears Monday, Barry.
Oh, I'm already feeling it.
Aren't you?
I'm already feeling it.
Aren't you?
You know, I don't know what he's supposed to say when they want him to rip the general manager. As for the record,
It's a bad football team. They deserve to be 3-8. And the, I'm amazed. I mean, I've been asking you this question. I've been writing about this and asking this question since August. Why don't we talk about the general manager?
I think people do. We would talk about him. I mean,
why isn't he in the same sentence with the coach?
Because I'm going to give him his quarterback and a coach.
Why?
Because I'll let a GM hire a coach.
Well, he had a chance to go get a quarterback early on in his tenure. He did not. He has put together this football team. This is his football team. He loves to draft projects from schools you've never heard of before. Adam Shaheen yesterday, people said, we need more Adam Shaheen on the field.
He hasn't been very good, though.
Well, he doesn't know how to play football, okay? Yesterday, there's a 3rd-and-2 in the first quarter. There's a run up the middle. The defensive end fakes him outside and beats him inside. It's a run up the middle. You have one job, to make sure the defensive end can't get inside of you. You're the last guy on the end of the line.
Block the six
technique.
All you
have to do is push him outside. If he wants to go outside and up the field, you let him go. It's a run up the middle, and you got faked and let him go around you on the inside. And people say, well, he hasn't been coached well. You learn that when you're like 5 years old. Okay, and Tariq Cohen, we need him in the 2-minute drill. Well, need him on the field. Got to have him on the field.
We'll get to that. It's Bears Monday, and there's a lot to discuss. 312-644-6767, the Bernstein and Goff Show with Barry in today on The Score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think what you saw against Philadelphia was not a talent gap. It was a talent chasm. There's no jumping that one.
No, it's the Grand Canyon, and you need to
know.
It's
worse than the Grand Canyon. There are parts of it that maybe you could jump with a motorcycle, maybe.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man!
CBS Weekdays.
Yes, yes, yes!
Let out your inner child at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago area and Northwest Indiana Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Central area only and ends November 30th, 2017.
With AT&T, you get more than unlimited data. You get HBO included for no extra charge and more announcers, like this movie trailer guy.
In a world of unlimited plans, AT&T gives you more.
Get HBO included for no extra charge with your AT&T Unlimited plan. Visit an AT&T store today.
Requires an eligible wireless plan and activating HBO. After 22 gigabytes per line per month, you may experience slower speeds. Benefits start within 2 bills and may be billed and then credited. Channels and offers subject to change, streaming, and other restrictions apply. See att.com/unlimited for details.
Get 2 classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin' because 2 is better than 1. 2 is bigger, 2 is more, and 2 doesn't mess around. That's 2 times the Cherrywood smoked bacon and flaky buttery croissants. And they're always made to order. Give one to a friend or grab 2 just for you. 2 classic bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwiches on a croissant for $5. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Everyone knows Wingstop brings the flavor, but now we're bringing it literally with Wingstop Delivery in Chicagoland. As in straight-to-your-door lemon pepper delivery. And to mark the occasion, we created the Bringin' It Boneless Bundle. 25 boneless wings, 3 flavors, and 3 dips. All for just $16.99. Now when your crew gets the craving, just go to Wingstop.com, pick your spread, and choose delivery at checkout. Only at participating Chicagoland locations. Can't stop. Wingstop.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What's the record? 12 and 30? I said their record. I'm not talking about John Fox. Ryan Pace has been there for all of it.
Yes, he has.
It's him, too. Bad decision to keep the guy. He cost you a game. You can't roll him out again for an end-of-game kick.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The scripted plays, like the first 15, 20 plays, were exquisite. They were beautiful. It's the kind of stuff we've been asking for all year long. Why were they so good, finally? And then why did everything fall apart pretty much after those first couple of drives? Because they did not move the ball well after they got off the script.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm not waving the pom-poms for Mitch Trubisky. I'm waving the pom-poms for us as a fandom. You finally have some hope that a guy that is taking the ball from center, when he's not fumbling it, there's something there.
Yeah, man. He has the things you can't coach. Now he just needs to be put in the hands of coaches who can teach him the correct way to learn these things.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, these games, there's only 16 of them. You've only won three. I mean, you can't lose a game because of a kicker. God, that was inexcusable. And it wasn't even close. I don't know what other word but choke. I mean, he didn't even come near it.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What's the record? 12 and 30? I said their record. I'm not talking about John Fox. Ryan Pace has been there for all of it.
Yes, he has.
It's him, too. Bad decision to keep the guy. He cost you a game. You can't roll him out again for an end-of-game kick.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening.
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We're definitely disappointed in our record. And you know, in the NFL, most of these games are going to be close, and we got to find a way to win these close games. But hey, we're a young football team. There's optimism internally regarding the play of a lot of our younger guys. And I think, you know, if you're going to be successful, you got to look back on your drafts and accumulate guys through the draft. And our opponent today is an example of that.
And the problem is so many of those guys are hurt. That a lot of these guys, when you actually look at the names, ideally, he's drafted some dynamic young players. They're just not there.
Okay.
They're not there.
Well,
you can only evaluate what you see in front of you.
People thought Kevin White was hurt before he was even here. There are people who will tell you that other teams would not look at him for that reason.
But they didn't know he was going to break bones.
Well, it happens.
He keeps breaking bones.
It happens. Yeah. I mean, you have to have depth. You have to be really good.
Yep.
You have to draft depth. I mentioned Tariq Cohen before. He came out of a timeout yesterday and didn't know where to line up.
Yeah, that's
came out Devin of Hester a playbook. Timeout and didn't know where to line up. People will say, well, that's bad coaching. He just heard the play during the timeout and didn't know the play or where he was supposed to be. People scream, why isn't he on the field in the last 2 minutes? You want him to pick up a blitz. You want him to see what the hot read is. You want him to be effective in a no huddle when he doesn't know the plays after coming out of the huddle? I mean, you tell me. I mean, these are your projects that you drafted. When you have a young quarterback who doesn't still have full knowledge of the playbook, and even if he did, couldn't use it because he has no weapons and a bad offensive line, and guys like Shaheen and Cohen who don't know the plays or how to play, and people say, "Well, this is an awful game plan, and it's this is just horrible." And look, I'm not defending John Fox. Fire him for all I care. I mean, I don't know why he was here in the first place. But my point is, you cannot put this all on the head coach.
I don't think he was putting it all on. Unnecessary binary here. It's not obviously.
Okay, but he shouldn't earn another year because he waited until his third year to find a quit. That doesn't earn him another year by waiting that long to find his quarterback. It doesn't earn him that. He's 12 and 31. Every one of these players is his. He's been awful in free agency. The $18 million for Mike Glennon was his idea. I mean, and he's had many more misses than hits in free agency. He's 12 and 31. There are 8 players left from Phil Emery, and 5 of those guys are Kyle Long, Kyle Fuller, Charles Leno, Christian Jones, and Pat O'Donnell. This is his team.
The concern then for people who have watched this team over time, saying, "Well, okay, let's say you just fire everybody. That means you're hiring Ernie Accorsi again because you don't know football people. You're getting Ernie Accorsi and the roadkill that lives on his head, and they're going to come in and they're going to say this is your next general manager."
Well, that's a bigger subject. Is why is there no one there after decades and decades and decades who knows how to find a football
person? That's, I think, why Ryan Pace was viewed as a longer term guy who was on the younger side. See, I am willing to let him hire a coach.
I just don't think it's unfair to say Phil Emery was 23-20 at this point and the team was a mess. Yesterday was a disaster. It's an embarrassment on the level of some you saw in 2014. Mm-hmm. Ryan Pace is 12-31. It's entirely his roster except for 8 guys.
Not to mention that Phil Emery fired a coach who went 10-6 and came in and did that.
Yep.
That was, as he knew better, and he had his guy, and Mark Trestman was that guy. That coach had gone 10-6,
Fair enough.
He came in and got rid of him. This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I had mentioned that we are going to get to your Bears Monday phone calls, and nothing says the Bernstein and Goff Show in afternoons on the Score like Bears Monday and Bears Monday phone calls. So we will do that right after the update at the top of the hour. You have the Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, where better drives us.
You're hearing about a lot of deals today, and there are some good deals out there for gifts and for stuff for you for the holidays, especially if you're going to be entertaining. But you will not find a better deal than this, and it's from Omaha Steaks. And I know it's good because I have received this package myself, and I am still eating my way through it because of just how much food there is in the family gift pack. It's only $49.99. You say, "Well, it sounds like a lot of money." Just wait. Just wait. It's $49.99. You get it by going to omahasteaks.com and entering the code DANB in the search bar, so you get 75% off. You know it's good because you've probably tried Omaha Steaks before, and you know that they know what they're doing. So for $49.99, just for you, with that code, you get this. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasas, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and 4 additional kielbasas free. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter Dan B in the search bar. It will take you right to the family gift pack, and you get a 75% savings. It is the gift guaranteed to be.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Get ready to bowl, party, and play at Bowlero. Four great locations throughout Chicagoland. Head to Bowlero for bowling, arcade games, laser tag, and other awesome amusements. Check out their inventive menu of outrageous eats and try their massive 5-pound behemoth burger. No matter what the occasion, Bowlero's party pros can help you plan the perfect celebration, from birthdays to kids' parties to corporate events and more. Bowlero. Locations in Naperville, Romeoville, Algonquin, and Buffalo Grove. Find out more at Bowlero.com.
Get two classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin' because two is better than one. Two is bigger, two is more, and two doesn't mess around. That's two times the Cherrywood smoked bacon and flaky buttery croissants. And they're always made to order. Give one to a friend or grab two just for you. Two classic bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwiches on a croissant for $5. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
With AT&T, you get more than unlimited data. You get HBO included for no extra charge. And more announcers, like this movie trailer guy.
In a world of unlimited plans, AT&T gives you more.
Get HBO included for no extra charge with your AT&T Unlimited plan. Visit an AT&T store today.
Requires an eligible wireless plan and activating HBO. After 22 gigabytes per line per month, you may experience slower speeds. Benefits start within 2 bills and may be billed and then credited. Channels and offers subject to change, streaming, and other restrictions apply. See att.com/unlimited for details.
Get two classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin' because two is better than one. Two is bigger, two is more, and two doesn't mess around. That's two times the Cherrywood smoked bacon and flaky buttery croissants. And they're always made to order. Give one to a friend or grab two just for you. Two classic bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwiches on a croissant for $5. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
The doctor representing a physician network that has helped over 50,000 men regain their performance in
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Everyone knows Wingstop brings the flavor, but now we're bringing it literally with Wingstop delivery in Chicagoland. As in straight-to-your-door lemon pepper delivery. And to mark the occasion, we created the Bringin' It Boneless Bundle. 25 boneless wings, 3 flavors, and 3 dips. All for just $16.99. Now when your crew gets the craving, just go to Wingstop.com, pick your spread, and choose delivery at checkout. Only at participating Chicagoland locations.